Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest toll of the Southern California wildfires, 25 people killed, thousands of homes destroyed. With Santa Ana winds expected back in Southern California today, people who lost everything in the Los Angeles wildfires are starting to realize a new normal. Jen Wang has been talking to her three children who lost their school in Altadena, just as she did as a child.
We never talked about it before. I guess it just hadn't come up, but my school was destroyed in the Oakland Berkeley Hills fire when I was in sixth grade, and I talked to them about how the community pulled together.
The Supreme Court takes up a major First Amendment case this morning, pitting age verification laws for online pornography against adults' rights to view the explicit material. More confirmation hearings today for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who has been tapped to be the next Secretary of State. This is ABC News. New accusations about what's driving up prices for prescription drugs. The Federal Trade Commission claiming so-called middlemen in the pharmaceutical industry, known as PBMs, made billions of dollars by raising drug prices of specialty drugs, including those for cancer and HIV. ABC's Lana Moise.
The report focused on the PBMs Caremark Rx, owned by CVS Health, Express Scripts, owned by Cigna, and Optum Rx, owned by United Healthcare. The FTC claims between 2017 and 2022, those companies generated $7.3 billion in revenue by marking up dozens of drugs, some marked up by more than 1,000%. Patient advocates say more transparency is needed, with insurers themselves often in the dark about how much the prices are marked up.
A group representing PBMs calls the FTC report baseless. Body mass index no longer would be the sole indicator of obesity under a new proposal. This is
Burlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks clobber the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Kings 130-115. Milwaukee with a 21-2 run in the first quarter. Doc Rivers.
We came out, played the right way, ball moved. You know, I think seven or eight guys had over nine attempts. You know, 45 threes. That just tells you the ball's moving.
College hoops, Greg Gard gets his 200th career win as Wisconsin held on to win 70-68 over Ohio State at the Kohl Center. David Joplin with 30 points as Marquette gets past DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NFL, Matt LaFleur on what does Jordan Love need to improve as the Packers quarterback.
I think the next step is just to continue to evolve as a vocal leader. I think that just kind of comes with the position naturally. And I think he's taken steps to get there, but I think he can really demand a lot because the locker room, they respect him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy and breezy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high of 21. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, breezy, cloudy in the morning, a little sunshine in the afternoon, 35. We will get to 41 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's one above.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, HB1 visas back in the news. Who is coming in on those visas? How does it affect you? Also, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. I'm John. And
I'm Gordy.
Gordy over there.
Right here.
Yeah. And Sam. Sam is in the studio here.
Good morning, howdy, Sam.
What do you got? What do you got, Sam? You got anything new for us today?
What's cooking?
Well, I'm not sick anymore. That's good.
Oh, that's always good.
Wow. Yeah. Just a one day, huh?
Yeah. One day hit. Doesn't happen often.
But. No. Then maybe you were wrong about being sick.
Just faking it, really?
Maybe.
Yeah, just kind of gathering up a little sympathy by the two guys here in the other studio. That's fine.
You have no sympathy to offer, John.
Maybe he was just hungover.
hungover two days after the party?
That's right. Well, the embarrassment of carrying, like, what, 20 balloons on your bike, it would take me a week to get
and
over that
one. And now the
whole
world knows about that because Catherine made me post it on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, you can check it out John and Gordy Facebook.
If you have a chance, you really have to see that. I mean, you would have to be a little high to think that you would do something like that
I had a few at the party. It's an arcade bar, of course.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Did you play any arcade games that night?
I did, yeah. I played, quite a few different games. Yeah. Some pinball games, too.
Said he lost badly. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you play any, John?
I didn't, no. Oh. No. Every one that I wanted to play had a line. So I not only waiting for lines.
Jeez. I played Missile Command and Tempest and one other. I was going to play Galago, but I just never got over that on that side of the room.
You're not missing out. It just ate my quarters. It never let me play the game.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah. Boy, it's cold out there today.
Yeah, it is.
You got a cold snap going on.
You know, it feels a lot warmer when there isn't a wind. <You
know? laughs> It's not as bad.
I had to go out in the yard and, you know, play with the Kraken.
Yeah.
And and she was loving it when there wasn't a wind. When there was a wind, she wanted to cut it short a little bit there. So, and I'm glad because I wanted to leave immediately. you know, we're kicking a ball out in the yard, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's just 3 degrees this morning. Three. That's all.
3 degrees. Yep. Yep.
Should we see what the afternoon high may be?
Well, I think so. That would be great if we had the one-armed bandit this time around.
All right. Well, let's see if we can dial that. All right. There we go. Okay. First number is 0, 1, 9. 19 for a high today.
And change.
And change. Yeah. Get those tokens.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, just cold all day long, and then it's going to start getting a little nicer, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot later on. Merlot in the morning.
I'm glad we got all these other people working here at the station.
Are you?
Yeah. You know, Maggie and Dom. I'm really glad that they're covering the hearings, you know,
Pete Hegseth.
Yeah.
Hegseth.
Hegseth and anybody else that they want to throw up there and throw a few barbs at. I'm okay with that. Let them cover it. John and Gordy are going to
sidestep it.
Sidestep it just a little bit. Yes, we'll let them analyze it, and then we'll come in.
Okay.
And just kind of clean up.
Clean up the mess. It's, you know, I did watch quite a bit of Pete Hegseth.
Can you ever get that time back?
Oh my God, it is brutal. These hearings, and they just started. So.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my life on it.
I know. I can take about 15, 20 minutes, and I'm gone.
All of these nominees are going to be approved. The Republicans, for whatever reason, are going to see nothing wrong with any of these people.
Right. The best they could find on their side of the aisle, apparently.
The ridiculous questions they asked Hexa. Oh, you know, we do have a Daily Show cut of that. They had a bit on it already.
Okay,
so we'll take a listen to it a little bit later on. And that's as far as I'm going to go. I think we'll have been on the Daily Show to analyze this stuff.
Okay.
This is like a Rorschach test, you know.
It really is. Yeah. And a little bit in our next hour, we'll have Mike McCabe in because it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we like to talk to him on Wednesdays. Thursdays, not so much.
No.
You know, Fridays, he's
no,
gone.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about Friday.
Yeah. Mondays and Tuesday, forget about it.
He's
but Wednesdays.
Recovering from the weekend. Yes. So.
Wednesdays are his day.
One thing we're going to talk about with him is what's happened at Meta. And we're going to talk about what he had also talked about previous on one of our other segments with him, was the fact that we never regulated the internet in the first place when it first started. We never took a look at it.
The
government never said, well, maybe we should regulate this just like we regulated television and radio.
Right.
So, you know, but they didn't. And now this is the end result right here. This is what we're getting.
Did you hear the rumor or the theory that China is going to sell TikTok to Elon Musk? That's next. That's next on the burner. They may sell TikTok to Elon.
That is weaponizing our billionaires, isn't it? If that happened, that would be obviously a disaster. You know, I mean, he's already
got all the money.
Where did you hear this from? Where did you hear it from?
CNN.
What?
Yes. Oh, it's out there.
Man.
Yes.
He wanted to buy MSNBC as well, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what if I bought that?
Well, when he buys it, he buys control of it. It's a power grab.
But there's so many things wrong with all of this. You know, having somebody with so much wealth that they can do anything they want.
And I was thinking about all the rules that are in place with the FCC about how you can only own so many radio stations in a market. You know, it used to be you could only own two, right. You know, an AM and FM. But those rules went by the wayside. Now these companies can buy up radio stations or TV stations or newspapers.
Yeah, I'd like to know when that went to the...
Yeah. You can only have so much of a share, but the internet's wide open. I guess you can own anything you want if you're Elon Musk.
There has to be some limits in there still.
There's no limit.
How many stations and how many...
Well, yes, I think there are.
There are still some limits.
Some limits in the FCC, yes.
But again, the internet never got any regulations at all. So now we can do anything we want.
That's right.
You know, and you and I, you know, we could buy as many of these social media companies as we want, Gordy.
If we had any money.
Oh,
we had any serious money.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, let's get to the National Day calendar and put our worries aside.
Hey, maybe we can get Sage.
Hey.
Throw in a little cash.
Think so? Yes. I think that's a great idea.
All right.
Okay. What is it today? Is it National Strawberry Ice Cream Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Hat Day? Is it National Bagel Day? National Booch Day? Or National Mother-in-Law's Day? What day is it, or is it not? Well, John Peterson, what is it not?
You always go to me first, you know. If Sam knocked one out, then I'd have a better choice.
Okay,
you know,
Sam. Let's go to you first.
Go ahead.
It's not Booch Day, whatever that means.
Well, you're wrong. Booch Day. We'll find out what it means in a minute.
Okay, it's not Mother-in-Law's Day.
You are correct, sir.
There you go.
You get a shiny new dime added to your account. Okay, what is National Booch Day, you may ask? Booch. Okay. Booch Day, also known as National Kombucha Day. There's a hint for you. It's a delicious way to celebrate with kombucha fans. Kombucha, or booch, is a lightly effervescent fermented beverage with a bold, invigorating taste. With flavor options from sweet to tart. I've never heard of booch. Have you heard of booch?
Nobody calls it booch, as far as I know.
Kavita Master Brew Kombucha. Kombucha, I guess most people would know it. Pairs well with any meal and has billions of live probiotics in every bottle.
That's what it's all about.
Is that right?
My roommate is trying to make some right now.
What is on your head?
What happened?
My hat, because it's hat day.
Oh. You pulled a fast one on us. We looked away for a minute, and then all of a sudden you're wearing a hat.
A big pink hat.
Yeah, over top of the headphones, so I've got gigantic ears. But my roommate is trying to make kombucha, except he's been gone for like 3.5 weeks on winter break. So he's got this bacterial mess that's just fermenting in my living
room. Does he know that?
You can't
let that go wild.
I don't want to just throw it out.
Yeah.
He's going to be back hopefully this weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And it stinks. I'm sick of it being there.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Well.
Booch. Okay. It's National Bagel Day.
Yep.
You know, have bagel. A bagel today. Yep. I don't know. Sure. We don't need to go into that
one.
National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. And let's see, National Hat Day, since Sam put the hat on. Hang on to your hats and celebrate in style on National Hat Day, celebrated each year on January 15th.
Yep.
Don your favorite fedora, your cap, your derby, or your sun hat.
Oh, yeah.
Dig out your ceremonial best and tell the story behind. Sam, what's the story behind your hat?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's not much of a story.
It's a pink hat.
It's a pink beanie, yeah. It's from the scout camp that I work at and from when I was a kid.
Okay.
I got there.
Okay. Pink, though. You know,
what's wrong with pink?
Well, it's pink.
Yeah,
it used to be a brighter pink. It's been washed many times.
Okay.
You can't handle pink it, can you, Joe? Well,
pink used to be associated as a woman's color.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is anymore? Still, but okay. Not as much as it
I have
to
say
be.
That my son also has a pink sock hat as well.
Really?
It's kind of a weird thing.
Says here, we wear hats for numerous reasons. Many hats protect us from elements or harm. Others were worn for ceremonial or religious reasons. Some hats just make us look good or cover. You're not a hat person, are you, John?
Well, you know, I wish I could wear a hat with my Longmire.
Oh, yeah, with your Longmire coat.
Yeah.
You'd need a nice big cowboy hat.
Because it would look really good. It would look good with that. Yeah. I agree, but like I said, my hair sticks out on the sides. The thing is, I have this huge head.
It is really massive, a really massive head.
Yeah. And it's shaped in a way that you can't get a hat on it.
You know what I miss is Sacred Feather, the hat store down here on State Street.
I do too. I do too.
That was such a great place.
Great choice for hats.
Unbelievably great choice for hats.
I miss that.
Okay. We'll come back with more of the National Day calendar and check out the history books and birthdays right after this.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Let me take you down.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Yeah.
Strawberry ice cream. It's really good.
It is when it's made well.
When it's made well.
As long as they don't add a strawberry flavoring to the ice cream, then I'm good with it.
Well, just how else do they make it? Do you think they use pink cows to make it?
No. No. It's not supposed to be pink. Then you have
some strawberries.
You have
there.
The strawberry flavoring, which really isn't strawberry-ish flavoring. So I hate that stuff. No, you just add strawberries to it, and the strawberries that you add to it, the little hunks and chunks of it, add the flavor to the ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of strawberry ice cream, I don't think of like vanilla ice cream with strawberries, and I think of pink ice cream that is strawberry flavored.
Well, that's the junk ice cream. That's the
you don't want that.
Bad. Oh, hey, Mr. High Class.
That's the bad. yeah. You know, I only buy the best. I got spoiled by the best ice creams out there.
We were talking about hats and Sacred Feather Hat Shop that was on State Street.
Yeah.
For so many years, it was such a really great place. I mean, it was there so long,
that means that people were out there buying hats on State Street.
And whatever happened to it?
Yeah. And why didn't they sell their business to somebody else, right?
I don't know. Anyway.
See, we're in the market for hats. I think there may be a return to hats.
Maybe. Should we start a hat shop?
As we near the next great recession.
Yeah. Get ready to buy a hat shop. Yeah. Huh?
We've got our overcoats and hats and sitting out in the street with our cans asking for soup.
Yeah, you can stand in a bread line. The picture-perfect replication of the 1930s.
Yeah. You know, get ready for that. Yeah. All right. Well, enough about hats. I mean, they go back to the Middle Ages. Military hats are big. You know, it tells what branch of the service you're in. Hats.
You know,
hats,
just said enough hats. About hats. Okay, you know, but, talk about but
hats,
them more.
The, hats are kind of funny, too. You know, when kids yeah. are growing up, they find hats interesting.
They like hats.
Some of them latch onto a
like
weird
propeller
looking,
hats?
Yeah, weird looking hats.
Baseball caps.
Not, it's not just that, but the kind with the earmuffs and the oh, big yeah. ridge, you know, furry ridge on the top.
Right.
Yeah.
On the side.
Yeah.
A friend of my son's friend had a hat like that, yeah. and that kid would not go any place, school any place, without that damn hat on, and it was just so cute, you know, so weird looking, but his parents could not separate that hat from his head, and I'm just thinking, my son also had a hat too, and yeah. he just wore it all the time, briefly though, only just for a couple of months, kind of mm-hmm. caught on, but then. But when you have a kid that's just obsessed with a hat and really has to wear it all the time, that's kind of fun. And for a parent, you know, it's entertainment.
Yeah. I'm watching some breaking news right now from CNN. TikTok preparing to shut down in the U.S. on Sunday. So all you TikTokers out there, get ready to, you know, miss it, I guess.
Well, from what I understand, you know, Congress may be trying to extend it by, half a year or so before okay. it shuts down.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that. It's not saying again, anything up here on the screen yet, but.
About Elon maybe yeah. buying it? Because...
Well, no, not Elon buying it, but I think that the Congress might come to the rescue.
I've already seen people posting on other social media platforms. The alternatives to TikTok that yep. they're encouraging people to follow them on. Apparently, one is called Red Note, and it looks exactly the same. I wonder if it functions exactly the same.
Really?
It's got
Red
the same
Note.
Sort of algorithm like that, but that might be what we've got replacing TikTok
All
coming
right.
up.
I'm marking that down.
Yep, Red Note.
Red Note.
Okay.
We'll have to check that out.
Okay. Sam, let's go to the history books. There's open it up.
Quite a, open it up. Prepare for.
Wait a minute. No.
What? No.
You know, we heard from CES.
Yeah.
Where now there's an app that can change your screen on your cell phone to a reader screen.
What? Yeah.
Much
that's
easier
not,
on your eyes.
Well,
do you have
I guess
one of
combining
those
the two screen technologies
right, exactly.
is new stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of
all
cool.
right. Let's really? Dial up the ebook version.
All right. There we go.
Okay. It's not as dusty. No dust. No coffin.
That's nice. That's good connection this morning.
Yeah. High speed. 56K. What do we got in the book today?
What? We're asking you. What?
I'm talking to myself here. So don't you ever do that? Today in 1919.
We're doing that today.
Look at all these alternatives to TikTok. Go ahead,
is.
Sam.
Red Note. Oh. Red Note. Lemon 8. Here, I'm going to write it down.
Lemon 8. Flip.
Flip.
Well, they just went away from the graphic. There's two or three more.
How come they didn't bring this up before, by the way? You know, here, now we're finding out about it, right? We could have been talking about this for
People
the last
aren't
half
proactive.
A year.
People aren't proactive. They're not going to change until they absolutely need
God.
To.
I've never heard of Lemon 8 or Flip or Red
I haven't
Red
heard
Note.
Of any of these.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead,
anyway,
Sam. I'm sorry
back
to interrupt
to the history. You. It's okay, Gordy. I forgive you. today in 1919, we got the anniversary of the Great Boston Molasses Flood. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Oh, that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a molasses manufacturing company in Boston, and they had this really poorly made high volume tank. So approximately between 1.5 and 2 million gallons of molasses are inside of this tank, right?
Yeah.
And then it burst open, and it flooded the streets of Boston.
This is
with millions of gallons of molasses.
It's hard to even imagine that 21 people died.
Yes.
In this molasses disaster.
What a horrible way to go!
I can't even imagine a more horrible way to go. Yeah. What
did
the hell?
Did they drown?
You, could they not have run away from molasses? Runs really slowly.
They say slower than molasses in January, but if you got right. millions of gallons of the stuff, it probably moves pretty quick.
2 million gallons.
Jeez. That's just
wild stuff.
Frightening thought.
What else do we got? Today's the anniversary of the first Super Bowl, 1967.
Oh, okay.
Packers versus the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
2001.
Packers won.
Wikipedia went online.
Mm-hmm.
I love Wikipedia.
I do too. Wikipedia, they call it now.
Yeah.
Elon does anyway.
Flight 1549 landed in the Hudson River in New York today.
Oh, yeah.
2009?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
That's
and it's also
Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're just getting started on Wednesday morning, a little bit later on. Mike McCabe will join us.
And we've got Idiocracy.
Right around the corner on John and Gordy.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Michigan and California, the two states continuing to add cases of high-path avian influenza in their dairy herd. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's not just the wildfires decimating California. As of yesterday, California had still documented more than 30 new cases of high-path avian influenza in their dairy herd. Michigan, fewer than five. Bryce Windecker, broker analyst with EverAg, says that impact on California's dairy herd is likely going to show up in our December milk production report.
That certainly helped sustain a December to January rally, you know, very, very counter-seasonal. And from what we've been hearing, they hit, I would say, they peaked out at their bird flu effect at about the second, third week in December. So I would expect another poor milk production report coming out of California here in the next couple of weeks when that December report comes out. And then it does sound like they have recovered, but certainly a lot more culling than in other milk sheds.
Bryce Windecker, a dairy farmer himself and also a broker analyst with EverAg in New York State. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release the December milk production figures next Wednesday, January 22nd. As of this morning, Michigan and California, the only two remaining states with any cases of high-path avian influenza in their dairy herds at all.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
On Tuesday, barrel cheese was down a penny at 187. The 40-pound block cheese also dropped a penny at 190. Double A butter down 3¾ cents, closed 257.5 per pound. This morning, we've got December corn unchanged. The November new crop beans are up a penny at 1051. July wheat's up 2 at 566. I'm PM Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy and breezy by later this afternoon. It will be warmer today with a high of 21. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, breezy, cloudy in the morning, a little sunshine in the afternoon, 35. We will get to 41 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's one above.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author Jody Hinman into the studio. Then director Anders Lindwall joins the show to discuss his film Green and Gold. That's how you light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online. Check them out there at verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime guarantee. Okay, it
All
is
right.
6:35. It's cold. It's 3 degrees.
Yeah.
Our high today, just 19.
We got a text here.
Yeah.
From Lynn out in Golden Valley.
Golden Valley.
They're still mining out there.
Okay.
I bet Trump threatened Zuckerberg that either he stopped fact-checking or he'd put him in prison. That was one of the threats, by the way.
You know? Think so?
Yeah. Well, I know so. Yeah, he threatened him with prison. So I think that's why he took away the ability to fact-check.
And now he's going to be at his inauguration.
Yep.
Is that right?
After a lot of money. But, you know, that's a good point, Lynn. That's what's really happening. You know, these things take place all the time
that's
now.
Right. Yeah.
The billionaire class is certainly very happy about what's going on.
Yeah. Thanks for that text, Lynn. You can call us or text us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or just get on the Civic Media app. So, idiocracy today, John.
Oh,
what
yes.
do you got
Well,
there?
Idiocracy. We got something here. this is a little back and forth on Fox News. You know, Jessica's always out there plugging away for the liberals. And in this case... they're talking about Elon Musk, okay? And I thought we'd just play this if you can understand anything. You know, they always try to talk over Jessica because they don't want her to say anything that anybody can understand or hear.
She's the only liberal
there. So that would
there.
Be cut 58.
Okay.
All right.
Are you sure?
Tarlov.
Totally understand.
And so
that
we're just, it's like saying we're not going to have cops where we know there's going to be a crime.
Well, you don't know that there's going to be a crime. This, this fire was predicted 5 days out, not months out when it went offline.
We've been hearing
there
about
were
fires
a number
in California
of people
for years.
In positions of power, like the Orange County Fire Chief, the L.A. County Fire Chief, the head of FEMA, even Elon Musk, who went to a briefing and heard from a fire command, who have all said that this wasn't about a lack of preparedness, that this was because it was unprecedented. If you have 100 miles per hour winds, so much so that the choppers can't fly for 27 hours, which was a crucial element of this, that it was too windy to be able to do it, then you can't stand there and blame them like this. I mean, these quotes are crazy, saying, you know, firefighters have never seen these kinds of winds. The fires were, quote, unstoppable. Mother Nature owned us.
Yes, that's right.
That's it.
That's,
yeah.
That, I mean, that's as simple as it gets.
Right.
And it's really simple.
Yeah.
But that, okay, maybe that's why my mega friend in Milwaukee didn't get it. He doesn't understand. He knows more about what happened in California than anybody in the country. And he, you know, I can mention this to him. You know, it's like blowing on a hot coal. Do you think these high winds are easy to navigate with helicopters and airplanes? Do you think it's possible to do something like that? You know, he knows everything, you know, and it's all because of the woke liberals in California causing all of this. We should have been redirecting the water off the mountains in the northern part of the state and redirect all that water into the L.A. area.
Even though it hadn't rained in like 8 months.
Right, right. dry spell.
Yes.
So it's a combination of all that. Then, of course, I brought up to him, I said, well, you know what, I think the liberals next time should at least put some strings on hurricane help. I said, you know, Florida, they have these hurricanes every once in a while. And if they don't improve and put a little more woke stuff into their courses in their schools down there, then we will not help them with the hurricanes.
Right.
And he said, well, that's not the same. it's a natural disaster. It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same. Only it's like having a hurricane without rain, right? Instead, you've got fire.
Okay.
You replace the rain with fire. And you've got the high winds and fire. A worse combination.
Yeah.
So.
And it's still going on, and the fires are not out yet.
No.
They're going to be battling, you know, these high winds gusted up again yesterday and day before. Yeah. So they've still got problems. But yes, it's frustrating.
It is.
Yeah. People think, oh, we've got the easy answer. Get rid of all the brush and all the, you know, the tree. The tree branches
should,
that are on the
take
ground.
Take an aerial view of our national forest and see how many people can get out there and rake the leaves on mountainsides covered with forest. Go ahead. Get out there. Do it. Do your thing. You know, Wyoming, Yellowstone Park had huge fires out there.
Yes.
Did we say, well, you know, unless Wyoming got some good gun laws, maybe, you know, then we'll help you out.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
It doesn't
you don't do
work that
stuff.
Way. No.
My God. Humanity. Where is it? It's hard to find. Oh, speaking of humanity, I have this. We have something called web wisdoms, you know. People are out there, you know, they're speaking their onions on the internet. And I just thought, well, you know, why not play a few of those wisdoms for us here so we could always do I have a musical intro for that?
I've never heard of web wisdoms before.
Well, I just
have you made one?
I just made that up. But
okay. We have some music.
What is it? Conversations, talking, talk. Right.
Talk.
Thompson's.
There we go.
That's it. All right.
Well, this intro is going to be out of date in a week when TikTok doesn't exist anymore.
We probably won't have a lot of this stuff unless we go to Red Note, Flip, Lemon 8. They had a few others up there, too.
Yeah.
There's only it was able to write down quickly. But anyway, this I thought was rather interesting. I believe this is a bill that is being proposed in the House. So let's listen to what this fella has to say. This is Cut 51.
On Congress's website, there was about a dozen bills that were introduced to the House today. They haven't gone anywhere. They haven't done anything with them. They're just basically there. Here's something interesting. So this is House Resolution 7. This is the first one I've read because it caught my attention just by reading this on the summary page. Recognizing the importance of access to comprehensive, high-quality, life-affirming medical care for women of all ages.
Okay, that's
good. Now, when I read this, I want you to think about what we know from Project 2025.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're ready.
So there's a whole bunch of language in here, right?
Yep.
Recognizing the importance of access to comprehensive, high-quality, life-affirming medical care for women of all ages.
All right, okay.
Whereas healthcare for women should emphasize the whole woman, including her physical, mental, and spiritual wellness.
Got it.
You're thinking, this isn't that bad.
No, it's not
all
bad.
All right. So they're recognizing that we should be in tune with our bodies and be able to make the decisions.
All right.
Whereas healthcare for women should also address the needs of men, families, and communities as they relate to women's health care. So there it is.
Yep.
And this is brought to you by that slimeball Biggs in Arizona, Mr. Biggs, and then Mr. Higgins of Louisiana. So if that tells you anything. So that's the first one that caught my eye. Whereas health care for women should also address the needs of men.
I love that. That is something else.
Address them. Okay.
Woo!
Yeah,
the needs of men.
That should be included in healthcare for
that
women.
That is truly just breathtakingly shocking. God, what is happening to this country? No. Oh, man, the megas are way out of whack.
We got another text here from Lynn in Golden Valley. Actually, the water issue in L.A. sounds like that old Jack Nicholson Chinatown movie about a fake water shortage in early L.A.
That's right, yes.
To force government to invest in a canal to bring water from Northern California to Southern California.
Yeah, it's crazy subject matter for one of the great movies of all time, Chinatown.
Yes. Oh, man. Jack Nicholson.
I know. Yeah. Riveting performance. I love that thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of water, we have our great water parks here in the state.
Yeah.
Last summer, Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park in the Dells opened a brand new water slide. I did not know this.
Yes.
Called the Rise of Icarus, which is now the tallest water slide in the country.
I've been on it.
You have?
Yeah, when I was in Mount Olympus earlier, or I guess last year now, had to wait in line for quite a while, but...
You plunged 145 feet into a pool? Are you kidding me? I suppose I did, yeah. Well, okay, but wait, there's more.
There's more?
The Kalahari Resort, Wisconsin Dells, just announced that it'll be adding a massive $85 million 75,000 square foot expansion that will add three new water slides plus a four-lane racing slide. Now, why didn't they do that before? That'd be kind of cool, you know, racing with your friends, getting up there and going down, see who can race down fastest, right?
Right.
And this is going to be like a domed thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be clear, open air type of thing in winter. That'll be fantastic. Wouldn't that be great?
That's at Kalahari, yeah.
Yeah, that's Kalahari. They're putting that in.
Huge. Yeah.
And, you know, there water shortages out in California, but we've got enough here for water parks.
You bet.
The biggest in the world, right?
Being right along the Wisconsin River there, they have access to water, quite a lot of water. It's a big...
I hope they purify it, man. Well, it's, you know...
They have more water parks there than anywhere else in the world.
They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to something... You know, I'm getting tired, you know, of the... Trump administration. They haven't even
already.
They aren't even in power yet. I can't stand it anymore. Mm. I really can't. Well, here we've got another text from Doug in St. Francis in Milwaukee. Yeah. Everybody on the internet is a trained fire expert. The truth is, the Dells area water parks have sucked almost all of the water out of the earth.
Thank you for keeping us up to date on that, Doug.
Well, we wanted to keep that a secret.
We didn't want anybody to know.
We didn't want California to know, or else it'd be on our case.
Let's get to Jack
Smith. I want to get to this really quick. I'm just tired of all this stuff.
Okay.
It contains a factual recitation of Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election, including his pressure on state officials, the fraudulent electors plan, his pressure on the vice president, and a section on how Trump supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. In effect, it mirrors the landmark federal election subversion indictment that Smith brought against Trump in 2023, retooled in 2024 after the Supreme Court immunity ruling, and ultimately withdrew after Trump's victory in the November election.
Wait a minute. Can you run that by us again?
Did you miss that part?
I lost something.
Okay. Smith assessed that the admissible evidence was sufficient to obtain and sustain a conviction at trial. Mr. Trump's letter claimed that dismissal of his criminal cases signifies Mr. Trump's complete exoneration, and Smith said, that is false. Of particular concern was that the special counsel couldn't find a past case of prosecuting someone inciting, assisting, or giving aid or comfort to rebellion or insurrection. That's one of the holdups. Instead, the rare previous prosecutions dealt with someone who directly engaged in the insurrection, according to the report. And I think Don pointed out something yesterday afternoon. Mm. He actually read some of this.
Okay.
Found out that they were also kind of leery about the idea of prosecuting Trump because he did it from within the government. So far, they have only prosecuted, very few prosecutions, of people who have incited insurrection outside of government. So they weren't sure how
how they could prosecute it?
How they could how the prosecution would go if it was caused by somebody from within the government. They weren't sure how the courts would react to that. I think he brought up a really good point on this. Because they're always worried about how things are going to look and how they're going to wind out, you know, through the judicial process.
Right.
So that's another holdup. Mm. And that's why they, you know, just threw it out because he got elected and he got away with another one. Right?
Yes.
This lawfare thing is a real failure, folks. It's not working.
And on it goes.
Yeah.
It's 6:49. Coming back with more. What the U.S. should do with Panama, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Big story coming up on John and Gordy.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Donald Trump's inaugural committee has received $170 million in contributions, and it's expected to reach $200 million, almost double his 2017 total. Yes, the contributions pay for inaugural balls, but inaugural funds are also a vehicle for corporate pay-to-play contributions, currying favor for federal contracts, lenient legislation, or access to the president. The Associated Press reported January 9th that the totals were far beyond President Trump's $107 million in 2017 and President Biden's $62 million in 2021. The Federal Election Commission oversees inaugural contributions, and any donation of $200 or more must be reported. But 90 days after the contribution is made and long after the spotlight is gone. There are no individual or corporate contribution limits, and only foreign nationals are barred from donating. Among the known 2024 inaugural donors, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, Toyota, Ford, General Motors, and Boeing all made public statements when they donated $1 million each. Energy company Chevron said in a statement to Reuters, "Chevron has a long tradition of celebrating democracy by supporting the inaugural committees of both parties." Or perhaps they're sending a message to someone. We have more on the pay-to-play history of inaugurations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, baby, come on. Let me take it where the action is. Oh, baby, come on. This is where the action is.
You got it. Right here on State Street, downtown Madison, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
And where the action was in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, what was going on there?
Well, you know, it's funny that sometimes Pete Buttigieg is criticized for not making it out to the rail accidents in a timely way. But here we have the fires out in California, and all of the Republican representatives from California went to Mar-a-Lago during the fires. Isn't that, you know?
Why would they go there?
Is there maybe something, I don't know. Is there something wrong with that? Maybe, no?
No.
No criticism. No self-criticism, anyway. All right. Anyway, Mar-a-Lago, busy place. The governors went on down there, Republican governors only, of course. This is a very exclusive club, by the way. We're going to get 4 years of this crap. Help me, please. Hold my hand on this one.
I'll try.
Oh, God. All right. So anyway, this is Trump telling them all about his plans for Canada. Let's listen to 61 here.
You know, not utilized. In some cases, they're protected, which I can take that protection off. And you take down a tree and you grow a better tree. That's, you know, pretty common. But we don't need anything. We don't need their fuel. We don't need their energy. We don't need their oil and gas. We don't need anything that they have. And I said to Trudeau, I said, why are we Why are we subsidizing you $200 and $250 billion a year? He said, I really don't know.
Oh. And I said,
well, I don't know either. I said, what would happen to Canada if we didn't? He said, Canada would be obliterated if that happened. I said, then Canada should be a 51st state.
There you go.
I'm trying to follow the logic there.
But. Yeah. Mm. It doesn't sound like anyone would have said what Trudeau said. First. Sounds like a fabricated story just to bring up his joke about being the 51st state. And, you know, the entire housing market almost collapsed in the United States when there was this war on wood.
Yeah, lumber.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he may not know that story. Somebody should at least familiarize him with what happened during that. But yeah, we don't need them. Oh, no. Let's try that one again. Okay. In fact, the dairy thing blew up as well. You know, cheese. Mm. You know, we had a surplus of cheese, and cheese prices plummeted in this country. Milk prices plummeted because we had too much supply. We don't have a way of regulating milk supply in the United States. Canada, though, has a way of regulating it.
Do they?
So prices are stable. Farmers don't go out of business. And there has been a debate whether that kind of system should be brought into the United States for dairy farmers. In fact, we should talk to Farm Babe about this.
Yeah.
So anyway, we need Canada, just to kind of bottom line it. All right. So then let's talk about Panama now. This is 10 years ago. Somebody recommended a mission in Panama where troops were trained and, you know, they were going to be there to protect Canada. Panama, rather.
Yeah.
With U.S. troops. And this is an individual who did that. And let's listen to Cut 33. All right.
10 years ago, I commanded a combined special operations mission to Panama where Marines, sailors, and Colombian special forces trained the Panamanian public forces on how to do drug interdiction patrols on the canal zone and in the jungle surrounding the canal zone. And you're right, the public forces in Panama are sort of a combination of our National Guard and military. They are professional. Mm-hmm. They are pro-American. And threatening to do battle with them is outlandish. It is not how a great power acts. If President Trump has concerns about the Monroe Doctrine in the Western Hemisphere, if he has concerns about Chinese influence over the canal zone through its shipping operations on either side of the canal, make that case to Congress. Try to negotiate it through diplomacy. Hmm. But it would unravel key elements of international trade and norms for us to even threaten force. If we want to combat Chinese influence over shipping and ports, we should take the fight to their backyard. We should join the Trans-Pacific Partnership in the Indo-Pacific. We should expand the Development Finance Corporation, and we should be building ports and trading with countries like Indonesia or Singapore or Malaysia, countries that are in Chinese neighborhood. That is the way for us to counter their influence.
That's right. Hmm. And invest in Panama as well.
Right.
You know, because China is putting all these different ports in, they're upgrading, and I don't believe the U.S. is doing that. So maybe we should invest in the Panama Canal, okay? And pay the fees because there's a drought down there, and the water is just a little bit lower than it needs to be for the huge ships that pass through there. So that's one of the big problems.
We just need to dig it into a bigger hole, right?
That, yes, well put.
Sure.
How much time do we have?
A minute and a half.
Yeah. A minute and a half, yeah. Okay. But, you know, this is what's developing, okay? He isn't even president yet. And these are the things that are churning around in the background. Canada, Greenland, the Panama Canal. Yeah. All of this stuff is, and everybody's getting really angry. Mexico, of course, is retaliating as well. So all of this is taking place within our own continent.
How about Australia? That hasn't come into the conversation yet.
No.
That'd be a nice country to own.
That's right.
Let's throw that one out there. You know, Australia doesn't get the recognition it deserves.
You're right. Yeah. You know, New Zealand, you know.
They got kangaroos and stuff.
Well, I don't know.
Exotic animals?
I personally think, and from the movies that I've seen, Aragorn is still in charge of that area. So,
I think so. Okay.
Middle Earth is, very, very powerful at this point.
Coming up in our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us, Substack author. And we will come back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, the big story coming up.
Again, the water shortage at the Panama Canal, Dell's water parks.
Thank you, Doug. Coming right back.
Gordy in the Morning. As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is along and helps us answer the question, what's worse, cilantro or the Kardashians? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big speech tonight from the Oval Office as President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation. Donald Trump's second inauguration will be held on Monday. Today, more of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees will face questions from senators that will decide on their confirmations. In Southern California, another round of strong Santa Ana winds is set for today, raising the risk of more fires. However, ABC chief meteorologist Ginger Z says there is relief on the way.
By tomorrow, things really start to settle down. The wind speeds are near calm for Santa Clarita by Friday. You know the other best part? We're going to get onshore flow by Friday. That means that the humidity is going to bump up, talking 60%. That's going to help so much. You might even see a sprinkle by the end of the week in Southern California.
In about an hour, we'll get a snapshot of the economy when the Labor Department releases consumer price index numbers. The expectation is that inflation likely worsened last month due to higher prices for eggs, gas, and used cars. This is ABC News.